Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek Sheish Asa, the 16th chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin in the Sefer Shoftim Book of Judges, where now we begin a new discussion regarding that of Malkus, of getting lashes. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the mitzvah to give lashes through witnesses and with a warning. Just like we spoke about in the previous parakim, there's a mitzvah to execute someone who's obligated for the death penalty. So it's a positive commandment to give lashes to one who's obligated, liable in lashes. Not like it says in the pasuk, v'pila hashevet, and the judge makes him fall, v'kol lefonav, and he hits him in front, as it says the pasuk in Devar. Now, although lashes is with a judge of a court of three judges, in contrast to capital punishment, which is with 23 judges. But b'mokim misa medis, it stands in the place of like the death penalty, which requires, as we can explain, regarding mumchim and witnesses and warnings and investigations, just like capital punishment. Halacha beis, malkus bezman hazeh, lashes in today's times, I mean, even though there's no bais hamikdash, in contrast to capital punishment, which is only when the bais hamikdash around, is b'chol mokim, in all places, min haTorah, from biblical law. As long as it's in front of the three judges that have smicha that are ordained, but it cannot be in front of just three regular people. Now, any lashes that judges who at least have, for those meaning that are not, that don't have smicha, that if they give lashes out of Eretz Yisrael in all places where we think the rabbis are giving, even though they don't have smicha, that's because in Elamakas Mardis, that's only the lashes of subjugation of rabbinic lashes, which is not 39 lashes, it's according to whatever the judges see, according to what's necessary at that moment, but the actual biblical lashes is only in front of the three judges that have smicha. Halacha dalet, ein odem loikem, a person does not get lashes, ela ba'edim, only with witnesses, vastra, and with a warning. Uvoitken ha'edim, drisha v'chakira, and we inspected the witnesses with different investigations and checking them out. Kedech sho'esim b'din nefasha, just like we do by the witnesses of capital punishment. Now, ava lav shenetik la'asei, if the person violated a negative prohibition that can be remedied with a positive commandment, which is when you violate it, you could ameliorate that by doing something positive. Now the history boy, but so although generally one does not get lashes on a lav shenitik la'asei because it's not final, but the history boy of Amalek, they actually warned him. They said to him, "Al tasadav," is that don't do this thing. Shim tasenu v'loy tekay maseh shabai, because if you're going to do it and you're not going to do the positive commandment that remedies it, tilka, you're going to get lashes. Now va'avav le'kim maseh, he violated negative prohibition and did not fulfill the positive commandment. Or is it like he's going to get lashes? Because Av b'shastra b'sabiki, although it was a warning of doubt, because shimikai yipatibot, because if he would fulfill the positive commandment, he actually would be exempt from the lashes. But at the end of the day, he didn't do the positive commandment. And asra safik hasrahi, a doubtful warning is considered a valid warning, and since he ultimately did not do the positive commandment, did not remedy it, he's going to get lashes for violating the negative prohibition. Aloha hey. If someone violated a sin that has both the liability of lashes and of being executed by the courts, simultaneous, for example, he slaughtered a mother animal and its offspring on the same day for idolatry, where for doing it for idolatry is chayiv misa, is bezdin. For doing it, the mother and the child slaughtering on the same day, that's a prohibition of lashes. So if he does both of them, in his subway, let me see if they want him to say, hey, you're doing something that's going to be the death penalty. So secondly, they'll stone him to death. But look, it doesn't get lashes. Why? Because he's already liable for something that's greater than lashes. And the Torah tells us in Devarim, in the singular, to tell you, only can make someone liable for one thing he does wrong, not for two. And if he's getting for already death penalty, he's not going to get lashes. But let's say they didn't warn him from the death penalty, they only warned him for that which he's going to get lashes for. So I'm like it, then he would get lashes for, because he's not getting the death penalty and he's going to only get rishach, he's only going to get incriminated for one thing, so he'll get the lashes. Lachavav continues that we can establish that this thing is prohibited, that he's violent, negative prohibition, even through one witness, as follows. In the tzarech shnei edim malkus, one does not need two witnesses for the lashes, el b'shas maisa, only at the time when he's going and committing the sin. But to establish that this thing is prohibited, you could establish that with the testimony of one witness. Ketzer Hausa's Ram illustrates. Let's say one witness comes along and he says, starts off, the story starts here. This one person says, this food over here is the fats of the kidneys, which this is the fats that the Torah says is forbidden, which one would get lashes for eating it. Or he says, these fruits are from a forbidden mixture which is planted in a vineyard, which makes it prohibited, what's called kalayim. Grusha is zayna isha, so he says this woman is a divorcee or a woman that's a zayna, which therefore she's forbidden to a kain. Now va'achal, now along comes a man and eats this food, a baal, or he cohabits with this woman. They ate him with witnesses. After that, there was one saying, hey, you're a kohen, you can't be with this woman, she's a grusha. Hey, you can't eat this food, this is a forbidden chaylev or kalayim. Or is it like he's going to get lashes? Although the primary thing that this forbidden was be'erechad, was only established with one witness, that's what's known as erechad nem bisurin. Yeah, one person is believed to say that something is prohibited. Now, but medvamun, when we say this, it's shalai hikrish ho'eid. Only if this person that committed this alleged crime didn't refute that one person, be'isha kavesa, when he was established that this thing is forbidden. Avalamama, but let's say he says, no, this is not chaylev. So in the grush, this woman's not divorcee. And then after he denies this person, he goes, he eats that food, he has cohabits with that woman, and look, he's not going to get lashes until this thing becomes established as forbidden with two witnesses. Now we know it's us, and now we see with two witnesses who warn him and tell him not to do it, and they testify he did it, then he's going to get lashes. Halacha Zayin. Shasak, let's say he was silent. When this one person came along and saying, hey guys, this is forbidden food, and he didn't say anything. Now after he violated and he was warned regarding what he did wrong, then subsequently torn l'hakasha eid. Now he's claiming, wait a second, who said this guy? It's not true. It wasn't chaylev. It wasn't a grusha. Now then, ancient Malay, at that point, we'd already don't list him. And look, and then he's going to get lashed. Only if he refuted him originally before he committed this sin. Halacha Ches tells us regarding the procedure of getting lashes. So ketzad molka nicely. How do we give him lashes? So kleifish the yod of ala amud. So we tie his hand, his two hands on the pillar. Eilech ve'eilech, on either side of that beam. V'chazana k'neses eiches v'b'gadav. Now, the attendant of the shul, of the community, the sexton, he grabs a hold of his garment by the neckline, so, and he pulls. In nikru, nikru, if it tears, it tears. The nifrimu, nifrimu, which either means to say that if the stitching comes undone, or if he tears from the side, that's okay, atru megalas leba, but as long as he uncovers his chest. Because she'in ma'keil, k'su say, the lashes are not on his garment. She'in ma'keil says in the pasuk in the bottom, v'ko'u, you have to hit him, and that is garment. Now, there's a stone placed from behind him, where this attendant goes and stands on it when he hits him. And he has a strap from the skin of a calf that's in his hand, which is doubled into two. Two into four. In other words, another strap that was doubled into two, which those two make four. That's how many straps there are. And you have these two straps of a donkey skin that go up and down in it. Different interpretation of what that means, but that's also part of the straps. And the width of the strap is a hand breadth. And the length is kadesh te magasat pirkes, as long as it has to be, that it reaches till the belly of the person that's being hit. Now, the yod shoritzuis, the handle of the straps that he's holding on to, the length of that handle is a hand breadth. Halachatas, the man who's hitting, so Elias Yosebadeya has to be overly intelligent, and underwhelmed in strength. So more intelligence and less strength, physical strength. He lifts up the straps with his two hands. But when he hits with one hand, so that allows b'chol koyach with all the strength, because actually another hand would actually diminish that strength. And he hits him. Shlish milafan al chazeyu bein dadav. A third is from in front on his chest between his nipples. And 2/3, because there's thirds, there's 13, 26, 39, that's when they lashed around, and 2/3 from behind, shlish al kasav zeh, a third on one shoulder, shlish al kasav zeh, and a third on another shoulder. So there are 2/3 from behind, 1/3 is on one shoulder, and another third is on the other shoulder. Halacha yud. Now hamukka inu imid bal yeshiv. The one who's getting hit doesn't stand, neither do they sit, ilamutu, rather he's leaned over. Shemek says in the pasuk, v'pila shevet, the judge throws him over. So he's like in this leaning over state. The call of honor, and the pasuk says, and he hits him in front of him. What does that mean? She ain't shall shivit, by that the eyes of the judges should be on the one who's getting the lashes. Meaning loy sheyim mabit b'dav achmakei. He shouldn't be looking at something else as he's hitting him. It should be in lefanav in front of him. Mikan osim. Here we learn she imakim shnam keached. You cannot hit two at the same time, because then you're not going to be paying attention to the one that you wouldn't be focusing on the one that's getting the lashes. Halacha Yud Alf, Hagadol Shebadayim Kairi. Now, the greatest of the judges, he calls out, Kozman Shezeh Loike, as long as this guy's getting lashes, he calls out the Pasuk in Devarim, Im Leisish Merlasis, forgive him, he goes through the Pesukim that say, if you're not going to safeguard to do it, etc., V'hifla Hashem Es Makais, Hashem is going to increase your wounds, U'meskaven Shigmes Pesukim Im Malkis, and he intends to finish the Pesukim with the end of the lashes. So he's reading as he's getting lashes. Now, Vim Logama, if let's say the lashes didn't end yet and he already finished the pasuk, the psukim, so he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk and he says it again. And again he says it again, until all the lashes are finished. Vashenish of the Yanmoina, the second highest judge, he counts, because you have to count up till 39. And the third judge says to the attendant, Hake hit. As long as he's hitting, is al pibu maki, hits based on the words of the third judge. Let's say this person dies under the hand of the chazan who is giving him lashes. So potter, he's exempt. Now, achas al ho'imid, but let's say he added one more lash that he was not evaluated to be able to withstand, and through that he dies. Then Harei Chazan Goyla. He didn't do it intentionally, but that error caused him like someone who kills by mistake, inadvertently, which he has to now go into exile to the Ari Miklat, to the city of refuge. Now, Vim Loimes, if he doesn't die, okay, but Harei HaChazan Oiv HaMetzes Leis, he violated negative prohibition, like it says in the Pasuk, Lo Yaseh, it should not increase the lashes, and hence, he violated negative prohibition for having given him an extra lash, even though he didn't die. Which actually, that takes us into the prohibition of hitting another person. B'hoadin L'chol Makas Chabei Hashem, that goes to hitting any person. Shubalaisa is a negative prohibition. Because Uma imze, if we find over here, Shunasan, the Torah is true, La Koisei, the Torah gave him permission to hit, actually a mitzvah, to hit this person, Tzivah Kasav Shalala Koisei, which is still the Pasuk commanded him, not to hit him more than what is mandated for his wickedness, Kabuchim Neshakal Adam, all the more so to any other person, to show you not let hit him. The figure, therefore, Kalamakas Chabei, whoever hits his friend, Afalahika ever, even if he hit a slave, Hakah Shem Ashavapruta, even if it's a hit that wouldn't even have a monetary value of a Ashavapruta, of an injury, still like it gets lashes for violating this negative prohibition. But if the injury is worth at least the lowest denomination of the currency of Ashavapruta, the worth of a Pruta, Hailu Chayv L'Shalmam, and since now he's actually obligated to pay him a money for the damage, Eino de Mishalab Leika, a person does not pay and get lashes. Kamesh Be'an becomes like explained in many places in Hilchas Chavla Mazik and Hilchas Narabis and in Hilchas Eidus, because it says Kedeidus Shase, you only incriminate him for one thing, not for two things. So actually, then you would not get lashes because then you have a monetary obligation to the victim.